Hello, travel biz owner. Welcome to my corner of the travel industry, the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're ready to have fun, be inspired, get clarity, and take action in your travel business, then you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Friday if you're listening on Friday, or happy whatever day you are listening to. I wanted to keep the conversation going up with Threads, but not necessarily like showing you around Threads and how to utilize it, but more on why slash how Threads was so successful, their launch. I mean, they already have over 100 million people that are on the platform. And not saying that the exact same thing is going to happen to you, but really evaluating Threads and the launch of Threads as a case study and what might be beneficial and what you can take apart for your own business that can be beneficial in terms of growth and visibility and all that. So, first things first is, so the big question that I have, and I have my notes app open, is, why did Threads grow so quickly? Because that was like wildfire. And I think I touched on a couple of different things last week. But I think the immediate thought that comes to mind is that there was name notoriety. Meaning that the Instagram name was behind Threads. And for a lot of people that were already using Instagram, it was an easy move to be like, okay, let's go ahead, let's adapt this. I think part of that too, if we're deconstructing things too, is that people have been tired, a little bit burned out with Instagram recently. Myself included, stories recently have been like really wonky for me, and I'm not really sure why. And so it was like a fresh start, like, oh, it's an Instagram, but a different format of an Instagram. So I think that kind of helps. So when I think of name notoriety, and pertaining it to the travel industry, and especially if you are a travel advisor, what I think about is partnering with brands that are well known. And that can be like purchasing a franchise. Many of the franchises are well known. This could also be being hosted with a travel agency that is partnered with a well-known consortia, because consortia names are starting to kind of get a little big with consumers. Like they recognize Virtuoso, definitely. They have huge like marketing to the consumer, or on behalf of the advisor, and Travel Leaders is kind of like trailing them. And so when consumers know about these names, so when we knew about Instagram, there was a certain like clout and like immediate trust. And so if you are marketing that, that just naturally assists you with your the building up that no like trust factor, but the trust specifically. It's not like you are a fly-by-night travel agency, because those do unfortunately happen in our industry, and we're always seeing those articles and things popping up. And so having that backing that you are not totally alone as a travel advisor really helps consumers build and feel the trust that you are a trustworthy person. Another thing was, oh, and like when I think of name notoriety also, I also think of these advisors. Many of you are, this is your second career. So you brought a lot of people from your first career into this second career. And so that also helps with that name notoriety. It's kind of like a no-brainer. Like you were so helpful in this first career. Of course, you're going to be helpful in this second career. And I also bring that up to let you know that a lot of the successful agents, advisors that you see around, don't hate me. I wouldn't say that you're thinking that you're making comparisons to other people when they're already at third and fourth base and you're still at first or second base. And so that's why I bring that up too, is that other people you might think like, wow, they grew so fast or whatnot. but it wasn't necessarily that. They just had that name notoriety to back themselves up. Another part was that it is so easy to use, and it was so easy to get into the app. So what can you do that makes consumers, travel consumers, just be like, oh my gosh, this was so easy? And I think it's also communicating these types of things. So like when we're talking about the name notoriety, communicating that you are affiliated, that it's not just you, it's your business, but you have all this like backup between suppliers and consortiums and support partners to really support you as a business owner. That really also helps people that are filtering like who they work with, because again, the more people that are behind you, it just increases that clout. And so the easier that it is to work with you and book with you, and yeah, I'm going to call out tech. If you are still, now there's different markets that like paper is still going to work, but especially when you're talking about millennial generation, which is myself, an incoming Gen Z, if someone were to say, and like this still kind of gets to me when I go to different doctor's offices, when they tell me to fill out forms and they're not electronic, I am like, we are in 2023. How do you not have any software to make this a more efficient process for everyone here? And so that just goes to show like what kinds of technology and what level of technology do you need? I was just having this conversation with another travel advisor earlier this week. That entry level, yes, you may need a standard CRM/booking platform. But once you get to a certain level, you need to work a little bit smarter, not harder. And this is kind of like digressing the conversation a little bit. And so you're going to need robust software that gives you a lot of data outputs so that you're able to make strategic decisions for your business. And I specifically mean like when you're talking about your client base, who is your client base? What are they purchasing? Where are they going? When are they purchasing? All those different things helps you to make strategic decisions within your business, especially like how many people are you going to hire? What do you need to hire for? When do you need to market X destination? Do you even need to market X destination? Maybe nobody's even going there and you're marketing it, and that's like a lost opportunity or whatnot. So, and technology helps you to get this information much easier. So how are you making it easy for people to work with you in your travel business? Because it can be not only to have the technology, but what automations are you using that to just make it easier on yourself, for you as the user of this technology, also for you as a business owner who is also a complete and whole person. I've talked about this before, and you may have, if you've been following me on my Instagram stories that have worked, you'll know that I recently started implementing a project management tool, and I feel like a weight has been lifted. And I've been doing this on the marketing side, because many of you know, I do more on the marketing and business consulting side now than I do in the travel business side. But I have needed to have more structure within my business, and I needed to stay on top of deadlines. And I also needed to decrease the bandwidth in my brain. And I always say that, and I'm like, I feel like I'm saying like I'm trying to dumb down my brain. And that's not it. I just want more capacity for other things than the 50 million things that are running in my head in regards to business. So I have been writing down task lists on multiple pieces of paper and entering them into my project management tool, which is currently ClickUp. And I say currently because maybe I don't like it. the future and I change that around, which you're allowed to change your decisions and all that. But I was so relieved after I got certain things in there, and now there are recurring tasks built in. So I know that every fourth Monday of every month, I'm going to get reminders to do X, Y, and Z. Every first Monday of every month, I'm going to get reminders to do X, Y, and Z. So it is kind of like so refreshing. Now, of course, I'm also like, I'm a little bit skeptical because sometimes technology does not want to work for you. But that is part of that ease of use and making my life simpler and easier without having too much. And then also kind of lightening the load in your brain a little bit with these business tasks opens you up to so many more possibilities, so much more creativity in your life because you have another system to help you and again, make it easier for you. Threats also grew so quickly because all your family and friends were there. Maybe not all your family, but definitely lots of my business friends were there. And so I would say there was a little bit of FOMO, but there wasn't, because I was excited about it before even like everybody was on it and talking about it. But what I like about my friends being on Threads is that we're able to have all this amazing conversations, and sometimes very random conversations, but your friends being on there gives a really great experience, a user experience. So when you're thinking of curating different trips for groups, people want to travel with like-minded people, and people want to travel like with people that they know. So what kinds of group opportunities that can you create that attracts your people, and not only attracts your people, but attracts your people's people, that they're like, oh my gosh, like I have to be a part of this because so many awesome people are going on this African safari and this seems like just an amazing trip, like sign me up now. So taking into that, how can you create experiences that people want to be around and like that people are buzzing about? It was also something familiar yet new because it was a Twitter, or it's a Twitter lookalike, I guess, but it's not Twitter. And part one of that is that familiar yet new. So what most people have probably been booking, if they haven't used an advisor most of their life, have probably been using online booking engines. And so I feel it kind of like goes into the ease of use, is what do they do that kind of makes it easy for their customers to work with them that you can kind of implement for your own business? And I'm not necessarily saying to have like an online booking engine and all that on your website. I'm saying like as soon as they book a trip, what is that client experience? They get some sort of thank you email or whatnot. They get different reminders throughout the trip. Are you sending those to your clients so that it feels familiar, but you also want to feel a little bit different because you are not an online booking engine. And so you have to differentiate what makes you special, not only amongst different booking engines, but also amongst your competitors. And why would people want to work with you versus somebody else? And this is not like, I'm not talking about USP, like your unique service proposition or anything. I'm really just talking about those, unicalities. I just made up a word. But what are those special things about working with you that your clients really love? And I know that there is a travel advisor who creates travel books for each of her clients. That's something that's very unique to her and that her clients absolutely love. I know many travel advisors also create these kind of like travel boxes with documents and like little tchotchkes in them to get the people that book these trips super excited about going on these trips. So what really is it about your process that makes people like super excited to work with you? You know, I send out birthday cards, holiday cards and postcards of the month. They're not going to get that from an online service, travel engine or all that. So you have to tailor different things to both your personality, what you love to do, and what you feel your clients would also appreciate. Because, and this is something that, and I probably will have a different podcast topic on this too, is that people are more than just their demographics, and we have to stop selling to demographics. That is the old way of marketing and sales. Like, there are, and I'm not saying like totally completely throw it out the door, but the psychographics of why people make decisions and the emotional pull to make those decisions, that is what needs to be in your marketing and your sales techniques, outside of somebody's 42 years old and they're a female and they are an affluent person or whatever. Also going along with that, it was familiar yet new. There were kind of no rules. It was like the wild, wild west. And I think that really made it successful in the first couple of days. It was kind of like you were a kid in kindergarten, or like you were, I'm just imagining now, a kid like going into FEO Schwartz and you're like, oh my gosh, there are so many possibilities in here. And so I feel like that's really a part of marketing the different destinations and the different products that you as a travel advisor can put out there. When people are aware, become aware of like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was possible. That is like the type of exciting, like, I need to go do this right now. Like, it is so exciting. Like, you, when the Columbia itineraries for Mama Waterways came out, I was gushing, not only as a Latina, but I mean, maybe it was mostly because I was a Latina, and this was like really the first Latin American country. We can kind of call Portugal a little bit in there too, but Spanish-speaking country. And I was just so excited about the possibilities for people who would value that type of program, value that type of trip that wasn't so Eurocentric and that brought a little bit of diversity into the culture and to the river cruising experience. And so your excitement for something, just like everybody was excited to join Threads, will exude in the type of content that you're creating, as well as the type of trips that you're trying to promote. That excitement, really lean in on like being the kindergartner and what travel and what people and what vessels, like what really makes you feel like a kindergartner, that you're like, oh my gosh, I just have to share this with everybody and be like, look at this Play-Doh that I got at school. Isn't this so cool? I really love that. Like, what is it that you can really harness that inner child to get people excited about the experiences that you have to offer in your travel business? And because of that, because of this kindergarten feeling, it promoted authenticity. And I think that's what a lot of people have been missing with a lot of things like Instagram and Reels, is that there's so much there that is curated and has to look beautiful and pretty and all that. Whereas on Threads, you could just be like, hey, I had a really great day. How great was your day? What did you do today? And so those authentic conversations, and when I'm thinking about marketing, it's kind of going back to the basics, which is, again, if you've been with me for some time, you know I preach that you don't need to have social media. You don't need to have an email list. I believe it was last week or the week before where I was mentioning the Rotarian that does car is an automobile mechanic, and how I didn't need to go on his website or be on his email list. I have a direct relationship with him, so I don't need all that other stuff. Would all that other stuff be valuable? Maybe. I don't honestly know. Like, maybe it could be entertaining at the very least, or just show me different things about like maintenance of my car, or how I can stay ahead of the maintenance of my car and all that. But I want you to think back, especially as we're going through kind of like a summer slowdown, some of us, that when you really go back to the bones of being in business and being in marketing, it's really having conversations and connecting with people that is way more important than all the other fluff and stuff. And I'm not saying like not to do all the other stuff, but if you're finding that that stuff isn't working for you, what can you do to get back to basics? Can you do a Google search? Can you go, are there any events that are happening in your local neighborhood? Is there somewhere that you can volunteer at? Where can you meet people authentically and organically that doesn't really rely on the other factors there? Movement to, oh yeah. So not only did it promote authenticity, but there was a very strong movement with a lot of people to preserve that spirit. And when I say that, I also think of people are wanting those authentic travel experiences as well. You are the expert in that and whatever it is, the travel that you sell. So working with that spirit of authenticity and preserving destinations and not doing or not participating in over tourism is really going to attract the right people that you want to be coming into your world as well. Now, the most important thing that I took away from, and I'm not going to necessarily say this is why they grew so quickly, but it could also be why they grew so quickly. They were not ready. Threads was not ready. It's not perfect. There are a lot of enhancements that they've talked about coming out with, but they put out the best ready version that they had of it, the bare minimum that it needed to really thrive. And I think it surpassed everybody's expectations, especially when we think of all the recent social medias that have like really had a high. This blew everything out of the water for a lot of the reasons that I've just talked about. But I love the fact that they weren't perfect. They did not have everything figured out. They put out the bare minimum to be a viable product out there, and they're going to figure everything else out through trial and error, through things that they already know, through things that people on the platform are saying that they want or they need or whatnot. And that was the biggest takeaway, that a huge company like Instagram launched a product like Threads that wasn't ready. If Instagram can do it, so can you. And obviously, they did not fail with this. They are riding the wave. And so that's part of why I kind of beta launched my Reel Starter Kit and my LinkedIn Starter Kit, because it was going to provide you a lot of value, but there's still more things that I want to bring to it. But just because it's not already doesn't mean that I should lock up all the information that I've learned from the past couple years from those of you that need to learn it. I have been wanting to learn really how to put Reels together or your LinkedIn profile together. And so I encourage you, if you've ever thought like, oh, I'm not ready for so-and-so, you need to think like Instagram and Instagram Threads. And be like, if they did it, I can do it. And I don't want you to be like, oh, but they're a huge corporation, blah, blah, blah. They're a huge corporation and they weren't perfect. A small business owner, solopreneur, you can most definitely do it. Like, if you had any doubts of whether or not it could be done, perfect case study is that Threads did it. Threads is thriving, at least for now. Now, the back end of that is that you need to be listening to your consumers, figuring out what kind of experience that they like, and make sure that you're constantly delivering on that experience and improving the experience, because when people are not happy with the experience, that's when people walk away, people get out of the app, people don't become repeat clients. And so, like, yes, there's going to be a caveat to that, but take the imperfect action today. And if you need assistance on taking the imperfect action, I am here for you. I do business consults. This can be anything from just marketing to your overall strategy to like, I really want to promote this type of group. What do you think? What are some tactics that I should use? If you need somebody else's ear on your travel business, let's do a one-on-one, one-hour consult, just you and I, where we can figure things out and I can hopefully push you a little bit further to taking the imperfect action that you need to be taking in your travel business. The link will be down below so that you can schedule some time with me, because I feel like that's one of the big things that's lacking within the industry is really getting that one-on-one support with someone who has not only been there in the travel industry, but who is currently like doing the hard work and knows what it means to be down in the trenches and is utilizing lots of different strategies and techniques. And some things work for me, some things work for my clients, vice versa. So I just, if you feel like you're alone, you don't know where to turn to, and you're like, oh my gosh, like everybody else is doing it, but I still haven't been able to do it, let's chat. Alrighty, you guys have an amazing week. I hope you've had some major takeaways from this, like how to utilize Threads or the success of Threads for your travel business. I will see you back here next week. Bye. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Remember to check out the show notes for all relevant links and resources from today's show. See you next time.